Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Psalm 119, we finished part 4. Today we will begin part 5 with verses 57 through 72. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. For the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And I hope you'll have your Bibles ready as we continue our study here in the book of Psalm, Psalm 119. And today we'll begin with verse 57. And I hope you've been enjoying the study on Psalms. I hope that you'll write us and let us know. And if there's something that has stood out to you particularly in this study, I pray you'd let us know about that as well. And I also trust that if you have a Bible question, you'll write and ask us, and we will do our best to try to answer your question. We hopefully will soon have another Bible question and answer period on our broadcast. We've done that before, and we may do that again soon. And so if you have a Bible question, get that turned in that we might read the question and give the answer, understanding. We won't use your name on the air for the Bible question, but we'll take the Bible question and give an answer to it. Of course, you write us with your question. I will give you the answer personally before it goes over the air. I also want to invite you to go with us to Israel, January the 3rd through the 13th of 2011. I am excited about this trip. We're going to be visiting places like Petra and then Nebo. Can you imagine standing up there on Nebo and being able to look out and see what Moses saw? Well, hopefully we'll get to see all of the land. It'll be a good, clear day, and we'll be able to see it all. And we're praying that it will be that way, but what a great thing. And then to go there to that empty tomb there near Jerusalem, and then to also visit the various places around Jerusalem, places that have been excavated down to where it was 2,000 years ago, and to be able to walk in the very places and on the very street in which our Savior walked. Oh, that is tremendous. Then to ride in the Sea of Galilee on our boat ride there, and to be able to enjoy that day as well as the various areas, to get baptized in the River Jordan if you would like to be baptized there, to visit Caesarea on the ocean, the Mediterranean, and that place there where Paul was tried to begin with. And then we could also talk about other places around the Galilee Sea that we visit, along with the Dead Sea. So many places, Masada, En-Gedi, Ho-En-Gedi, where David hid from King Saul. What a great amount of places that we'll visit, and I've just given you a taste of it. Now, you can go on our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org, and then you'll see in the left column, Holy Land and Jordan. And you can click onto that, and that'll give you the itinerary, the cost, everything involved. And we would love to have you come. And possible, talk to your deacons of your church and have them send your pastor and his wife to come with us on this trip. I think it'll make a big difference in the life of your pastor to take this trip with us to Israel. And I would encourage you to do that as well. Now, you can also write us for the brochure. We'll send you the brochure that will have the cost and everything involved. Just write us, and again, our announcer gives you both our web address and our physical address to mail us through the U.S. mail. He gives that at the end of each day's broadcast, and make sure you ask for information for the Israel trip. And my friend, the time is drawing close where I will not be able to add any more people. And I mean, as far as the date is concerned, not the amount of people, but there are cutoff dates. And so my friend, please, please don't put it off. You come with us to Israel. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, and I hope you do, a good King James Bible, and you're in Psalms 119, and you have pencil and paper ready, please follow along here today, taking down notes. Now, I want to look at these verses here with the idea of consecration, commitment, surrender. Something that is consecrated is dedicated and completely given to God. It is first made fit for God and then surrendered totally to His use. I believe that 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20 best captures the idea. There it says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Now, you hear the possessive in there? Your body as well as your spirit are God's. We live in a day that's just like back in the New Testament times where people were saying, well, the flesh is unimportant, so you can do all kind of things in the flesh. It's all right because it's the spirit God is concerned with. Well, He tells us to glorify God in our body and our spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 also tells us the same thing, my friend. So, again, don't let those false prophets mislead you. You all belong to God. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you belong totally to God in spirit, soul, and body. Now, seeing the Holy Ghost came to indwell you when you received Christ, you are not your own. Rather, you have been bought with a price. That price was blood, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And being purchased at such a great price, especially of the precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want us to look at two great needs in the life of anyone who names the name of Jesus Christ. First of all, we need consecrated commitment. And you see that in verses 57 through 60. He says, "Thou art my portion," here in verse 57. "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy word." In consecrated commitment to Christ, the first step is to realize, thou, God, art my portion. It's like the Levites had God as their portion. You see, He must be all in all that I value. The children of Israel were divided into 12 tribes. Joseph's two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, were given a portion each. So instead of 12 for the 12 sons of Jacob, that made 13. So the Lord, for the 12 divisions, made the Levites the priests of the nation and told them that He, God, was their portion. And so they just had little suburb areas in every one of the tribes, but they were the inheritance. Their inheritance was God. Now, that's great. You know, that is a great thing because as saved people, we're not looking at this life of having an inherited land. Now, some of you have inherited lands, and some of you dwell on land that has been in the family for over 100 years, but we have something better. We too are priests of God. In 1 Peter 2, verses 9 through 11, we read this. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Now, my friend, if you're saved, you're a priest of God. Your inheritance is Christ Jesus. We are joint heirs with Christ. And so I think I like much better being a joint heir with Christ than just having a piece of land. People used to sing a song years and years ago, all I want is a little log cabin in one corner of heaven. Well, my friend, I don't want that. I want the best Jesus had. I want to dwell right there with him in the mansion. Let him have their little log cabin in one corner of heaven. That is not humility. That's stupidity. And so I would just rather dwell where Jesus is. And that leads to the second half of verse 57. He says, I have said that I would keep his words or thy words. Now he says, I have said. That is the idea of I am making a formal announcement, and I'm doing this publicly so before God and man. Now, isn't that interesting? Even in the Old Testament, that old covenant, they liked public invitations and decisions. There are people today who will go to a good, solid, fundamental Baptist church, and they have an invitation, and they don't like it. And they'll say something like this, we know that is a private matter. And usually, when somebody says something like that, it is a matter of their pride. And they don't want to deal with it publicly and admit their various needs. And I can't help but thinking of somebody getting married. Can you imagine a couple who loved the Lord? They feel like God would have them to be married to one another, and they love each other, saying, well, look, this is a private matter, and so we don't think we need to have witnesses. We don't think we need to be before a pastor. We just think that between he and I or she and I, that we just need to agree we're married, and we'll keep this a private thing. You say, well, that's ridiculous, and it is ridiculous. Not quite as ridiculous as saying I don't need to make any public decisions in church for the Lord that he's impressed on me and shown me, but it's pretty close to that, isn't it? Now, keep his words is interesting also, because the word words has the idea of declaration. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.